President Biden recently announced a full-on mandate for coronavirus vaccinations for federal workers. That has made it easier for other governmental entities to have conversations about similar mandates. But Normal City Manager Pam Reese says the town of Normal will not rush to have that dialogue.
There's a couple of things I think we have much to learn yet in terms of the president's plan, and we're going to be looking for direction from OSHA on how to proceed and who does it apply to and what are the regulations. Those parameters haven't yet been released. I wouldn't be surprised if it does mandate some sort of vaccination requirement to government entities. Just need to see how we fit in there and how exactly is it written and what are the expectations. Right now, though, we are reacting to Governor Pritzker's executive order because we do have direction on that. And Governor Pritzker's executive order applies to healthcare professionals. And it has been determined that healthcare professionals, the definition does include the fire department. And so we are prepared to introduce testing for our fire department personnel. And, you know, we've had good conversations with staff and with the union, and we're very pleased with how we can work together with the union to move forward with this. What we're planning is to have weekly tests for those fire department personnel who are unvaccinated, and we are able to perform the tests on site. We'll know before firefighters start their shift for any who are unvaccinated, and then we can move forward and feel confident that we're meeting Governor Pritzker's orders.
How many are unvaccinated in the fire department and for that matter, among town staff in its entirety?
We have not tried to keep tabs on that, but I can tell you we have some pretty good information on the fire department itself. On the organization overall, I have very limited information because we have not asked employees to provide that. I can tell you from the fire department, those that have voluntarily offered information about their vaccination status and confirmation of their vaccination status, we're about 77% vaccinated. Now, when we start testing, it's possible we may find out from others then who choose to offer that they've been vaccinated.
We know from the Delta variant experience around the nation and the world that even people who were vaccinated can get COVID and yet have relatively minor symptoms or even be asymptomatic. Is the town going to consider, or should it consider, testing all members of the fire department regularly, regardless of a vaccination status, as an added layer of protection for the public with whom they interact?
I don't think we're there yet. Honestly, I am very pleased with the measures our first responders have taken to keep themselves well and their client, their customers well, protect, you know, everyone as much as possible. Right now, I feel like, you know, our goal is to comply with the governor's orders and then upcoming whatever the federal mandate may be. So is that something we might look at down the road? Possibly. I just don't think we're there yet. And I think in terms of the fire department personnel, they are responding and they have been responding for, you know, 20 plus months to calls for service to COVID patients. I think they're very well aware of what the impacts are, and they're taking all sorts of measures to keep themselves safe and their patients safe.
Where will the larger conversation about mandatory vaccines originate? Is it going to originate within staff once OSHA regulations become clear, or should it originate at the town council level as a pure policy choice and then be turned over to staff to craft the details of it and the implementation of it?
That's a great question. The elected officials, the city council is a policy body. In regard to workplace policies, generally, they have historically been implemented by administration, particularly when we're talking OSHA. You know, the OSHA mandated policies are not generally things that council says yay or nay to. I want to see what happens and what kind of feedback and information we can get from OSHA and from the federal legislation. And then my guess is we may have a public conversation with council about it more in terms of education and awareness rather than an official acceptance of an OSHA policy. But what we'll see, I'm not even sure how the federal regulations are going to roll out.
That's Normal City Manager Pam Reese. The town is also gearing up for the delayed Sugar Creek Arts Festival that usually happens in the hot part of the summer. This year, it will be October 9th and 10th.